Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Most of the thoughts we have are just automatic. We say the same things to ourselves over and over again without actually thinking. But see, God wants us to actually choose our thoughts.
Okay.
So if I say, I got a control, I'm okay, everything's fine, all those people are full of crap. If instead I think, oh, you know, instead of just automatically saying that to myself, if I did what I asked just a second ago, to take those thoughts seriously, to be grateful that people would speak to me, and then ask myself, is there any truth to that? And then let God convict me about whatever truth it might be so that my thinking actually changes, then my feelings and my behavior will also change.
Okay. So I'm really going thinking, feeling back to thinking a little bit.
Right.
Because I might get in the situation where I'm going, gosh, you know, it's Friday. I want to go out. I think I'll go out and have a drink. And I start feeling, I like drinking.
Right.
But then I think back, you know, last time I did, I got in trouble and I was going to stop. So is that kind of the process? Is it
Absolutely.
Circular kind of?
Well, it's not so much circular. It's that we actually have two thoughts about everything. And, well, here's a trivial example. So I'm trying to be smarter about what I eat because, you know, I inherited a bad pancreas in my family. So eating too much sweet, too much fat, that's just not very smart for me. And the more research I do on that, the more I get how not smart that is for me. So I'm trying to be smarter about that. Now, so if somebody says to me, hey, Glenn, well, over here in the corner having some coffee and some donuts. You want a donut? Well, let's be honest. I have two reactions to that, and they're both true, right? Yes, right now, give it to me or I'll kill you. And something close to get thee behind me, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And those are both true. Now, the first one comes first, right? That automatic knee-jerk on thinking response comes first. But here's what I really, really work with my clients about these days, about being what I call second responders. But if I'm willing to slow down long enough to actually choose my thought, what I notice is that's not actually what I want. That's a short term right now in this instant, that's what I want. But in terms of long term for my life, is that going to take me in the direction I want? It just will not. And so it's like we have that automatic thought that we're not responsible for, but we also then have freedom in Christ to slow down long enough to choose the thought that we actually want. And it's not that first one almost ever.
So it's picking the important over the urgent.
Right.
Mm.
It's almost the old recovery, the first thought's wrong.
Right, almost always. And in almost all circumstances, it's so, I hate to even say it out loud because it sounds so negative, but I don't mean it that way. It's just that our first knee-jerk thought is always going to be all of our old way of thinking, our automatic thoughts that we can literally do without choosing. And when Paul writes to the Galatians and says, have you guys gone back to slavery already? I'd like, right, because see, our automatic thoughts never change. Those fast ones are always the same. So if we're not careful, we go back to that because no matter how healthy we get, that's still our first thought.
There's a way that seems right to man that ends in death.
Yes.
Now, is some of that self-preservation? Because I know that I want what I want, so my knee-jerk reaction is going to be, I want the donut.
Well, partly it's a knee-jerk reaction because, it's about what I want. But partly, honestly, it's the difference between a child and an adult. A child only has that first thought. But an adult realizes, no, there's a bigger picture here. And even though in the very short term I do want that, in the big picture that's not what I want. But a child can't think that thought. So I think we have those first thoughts because literally we think as a child things.
Okay, you got no response coming from me on this.
No, so if the right train is think, feel, do.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that people involved with addictions put the feel before the think? They always feel first?
Well, here's my actual thought about that, and it's going to sound wrong maybe, but I promise there's truth to it. You know, the scriptures talk a lot about freedom in Christ. Paul loves to talk about that. And when I talk to Christians about that, they get a little nervous, like, oh, I wouldn't want to use my freedom wrongly. But I think to myself so much these days, God's not worried that you're going to use your freedom wrongly. He's mostly worried that you're not going to use it at all. You have the freedom to create a different life for yourself, and God's mostly worried you're just going to keep on doing what you've been doing. Because that doesn't take any thought.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.